Welcome back to America Now. If you're just tuning in, we're happy to have you with us. Here's your host, Barb Adams.
Fluoride, mercury, and other heavy metals, pesticides, pollutants, chemtrails. We are being bombarded everywhere, in our water, our food, and in the air we breathe. And if that's not enough, we're being intoxicated with vaccines, and our food is modified and irradiated. Sadly, many in the general public are unaware of just what they are ingesting and being exposed to. My guest, Chris Maple, asked the tough question, what's really happening and what's going on and are we being culled? He's the producer of a new documentary film called The Great Culling, which examines the risks and effects of toxic substances on people. Chris is a photographer with a background in financial planning. Never satisfied with the mainstream and its filtered version of the truth, Chris began his own search for the truth. He teamed up with director-filmmaker Paul Wittenberger, and the result is their film, The Great Culling. If you would like more information about Chris and The Great Culling, please visit the website at thegreatculling.org, and it's C-U-L-L-I-N-G again, thegreatculling.org. Welcome to America Now, Chris.
Thanks, Barb. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we finally connect. So, yeah. Chris, what is it that woke you up to search for the truth on what was happening in our air, our food, and our water?
I remember being a kid and thinking, you know, I'm thinking, you know, 11, 12 years old now, and realizing that, you know, every president that we elect, why is it that they never follow through on their campaign promises? I remember being really young and thinking that, and I never really thought too much about it, but I always wondered, you know, what the deal was with that. And so I think, you know, early on in life, I always had this innate quest for truth. And to be honest with you, Barb, what really got me digging was Building 7. And I think a lot of people can maybe relate to that. Not that I want to get into 9/11 right now, but that, to be honest with you, you know, my dad's a firefighter from back east, from the Boston area, and all my relatives and, you know, firefighters and police officers and that sort of thing. So public service was always, you know, a forefront in my life. And something just got me, you know, looking into Building 7, and that coupled with my criminal justice degree probably got me digging, and the more I dug, the further I went, and what spawned this film was the vaccination schedule of 1983, the increase. That's what got me off my butt. That's what made me say, all right, wait a second. They're coming after our kids. So, big mouthful there. Sorry, I didn't mean to go so broad, but that's in a nutshell where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I can understand, because same for me. It wasn't until basically 9/11, and as you say, Building 7 really did kind of wake me up. It was especially when they had it on the news that it had already come down, and whoops, just before it came down, you know, there were so many inconsistencies, and we don't need to get into 9/11 because that's not what your film is about. Why don't you go ahead, Chris, and tell us more what The Great Culling really does center on.
Well, you know, what we're really looking at, you know, Paul, as you mentioned, my co-producer on the film, Paul Wittenberger, he's the director and producer of, co-producer of What in the World Are They Spraying? And I kind of worked with a little bit of Paul behind the scenes on the final edits of the film, and, you know, as a good friend of Paul throughout the whole filming process. And he wanted me to take a little more, you know, a front seat approach to the film, and I wasn't at the time ready, you know, I wasn't confident enough. Maybe I didn't have enough fire in me at the time. So I kind of just sat back behind the scenes and worked with him on the edit, and just, you know, the further we dug, the one thing that kept resonating with me anyway was these heavy metal contaminants. You know, at the same time, as the film was wrapping up, and And, you know, we realize that, you know, aluminum, barium, strontium is being released into the air all under the guise of to control global warming. I looked at Paul and I said, here we go, Paul. Here it is again with this, these metals. What is with these metallics? At the same time, Bob, I was looking at the, you know, the rise in neurological disorders. On the atomic level, we're vibrating here. Nikola Tesla kind of figured this out. He also realized that we're not only are we comprised of energy, but surrounded by it. And what better way? I'm sitting in front of my microwave one day, and I'm thinking, you know, you're not supposed to put metals in your microwave. It just blows them up. And right. It just kind of clicked. Like, what better way to disrupt this biological connection within us, this electrical meridian within this biological body that we have, than with a metallic substance? I mean, what exactly. Better way? I mean, that was just my gut. And I looked at Paul, and after what in the world, I said, here it is again, metals. You know, we know what's going on with the fluoride in the water. You know, it's a byproduct of the aluminum industry in addition to the phosphate mining and industry as well. You know, we're hearing that GMOs, you know, high fructose corn syrup, for example, there are some studies that have been done that it contains mercury. And here we have the FDA. Instead of, you know, alerting the public or putting a label on it, no, they're going to allow a name change to corn sugar, you know, just to deceive the public. So that's what really got us going with this film. And I said, look, well, this is it. It's the air is the final frontier. We know when they started fluoridating the water here in America, you know, back in the mid-40s, mid to late 40s, and you know, so the water's been under attack for quite some time, excuse me. The food, you know, the GMOs and all this new technology, somewhere in the 70s, but here we are. What's the final frontier of the air? What is the last thing that hasn't been touched? And that was it. And it just dawned on me, our food, our air, our water, all three of these things. And it's not by accident. And that's what is the most alarming thing. You know, a lot of folks will say, well, you know, it's all about industry and science getting ahead of itself for the better of man. But
is it?
I wish that was the case, Bob.
Yeah, I know exactly, Chris. It may not be for the betterment of man. We are heading for a commercial break. So when we return, Chris Maple, The Great Culling, and we will talk about, is it really for the betterment of man, or unfortunately, is it truly the Great Culling, and we are part of it? All right, stay tuned. America Now continues. All right, my guest is Chris Maple, and he's the co-producer of the film documentary, The Great Culling. You can check it out at thegreatculling.org. And Chris, when was it that you really decided, when you and Paul got together, to make a movie about this? You decided, wow, heavy metals here, heavy metals there. Something bigger is going on.
Yeah, you know, Barb, we're now in on month 14 of production. So let's back it up. It's been a little over a year that we grabbed our cameras. As you mentioned, I'm a photographer. You know, I'm not a filmmaker. Paul is, you know, he's got the degree in filmmaking. He works, you know, in Hollywood, big, you know, in big films, that sort of thing. And as you know, he's a wonderful filmmaker. He pretty much put that entire film together on his own. What in the world are they spraying?
Yeah, great film.
Did that by himself. But it was about a year ago that we started filming and just gathering as much information as we could. And you know, we might have bit off a little bit more than, you know, than we could chew. It's a pretty broad topic that we went after, you know.
Yeah, it is a very broad topic. So how long do you think it's going to take you to do this then?
Well, we were just, you know, we sat down to, we thought we were done with filming, and we're close to being done. Along the way throughout the journey, you know, most people that we interviewed and we'd sit down and spoke to, you know, everyone said, well, this right here is an entire film in itself. This could be a film, and so many issues that we've covered and looked into could be feature-length films just on their own. Never mind our food, our air, our water, and in addition to that, Barb, we're trying to we're trying to tie into solutions into this film. So, yes, it's three parts, you know, our food, our air, our water. But it, in addition to that, as I mentioned, we want solutions. We don't want it to be a fear mongering film that can kind of freak everybody out. You know, the title is the most, you know, hair-raising thing, although the evidence and the facts, you know, as you connect, we want the audience to connect the dots, but in addition to that, as I mentioned, and what we want to stress and focus on are solutions, like what to do, you know, what can we do to reduce our exposure. So with that being said, what we decided to do, and we just released, made a public announcement a few weeks ago, is that we are going to make The Great Calling a trilogy, a three-part series. As we sat down to do the final edit, we realized we have way too much information here, and it wouldn't be fair to any of the interviewees, any of the anybody who's donated. We have footage and so much. We have 20 terabytes just of interviews alone.
Wow.
Yeah, and just to back that up, you know, cost us, you know, quite a bit of money out of our pocket just to save it. So what we're doing is we're going to do a three-part series. We're right now in the final edit of working on The Great Calling, Our Water. As I said, we sat down to do the final edit, and we realized we had so much information that, you know, it would only allot us maybe 20 minutes per topic and with the solutions. And it just wasn't enough time. I mean, it would be so, like, I think it would just be too much for the audience to take. This way it's, you know, we have three issues, three completely different audiences. They can pick and choose which film they want to see. It's probably 95% filmed, wrapped up with the filming production. We're just kind of grabbing last minute, you know, little bits and pieces, but we're right now on the water edit. So our focus right now, we're looking into the water. What I mean by that is fluoride. The fluoride issue that's been going on for 50, 60 years and even longer.
Huge issue too, Chris, the fluoride, because someone I was talking to a couple of weeks ago, and she was mentioning in where she had lived in the U.S., she can remember when she was in grade school and even in junior high when they were forcing kids to take fluoride tablets. Which kind of shocked me. I never had to have anything like that. But, you know, just it's present everywhere. You know, we think of it in the water, but it's in other substances too, isn't it, Chris?
It is, and it's a great point, you know, because a lot of people say by what we're learning, you know, I used to say the same thing. Well, I don't drink the tap water. I'm like everybody else. I buy my bottled water.
Yeah.
Well, Paul and I in this film, and it's something that we've, you know, exposed, what we are exposing is every tap water bottle, every bottled water company out there has fluoride. So you're now paying for fluoride on and the plastic, which is, you know, obviously, you know, a byproduct of petroleum industry. So, and it's half of them end up in the ocean. So, and it's not just in the water, as you mentioned. It's in anything with water. Your orange juice, your beer, your wine, your milk, anything with water in it. Now, just think of that. In addition to that, it's in the foods as well. When you water your garden with tap water, it's your plants are taking it up. So now you're consuming it and eating it. You can't boil it out like some people think. Even distilled water, as we thought, would be fluoride-free. It's not. It's in distilled water. There are traces of it there. You know, when you shower, you know, our biggest organ, our skin, is, you know, absorbing all that water. So a lot of the, you know, a lot of the food products, a lot of the pharmaceuticals out there, for instance, the drug Prozac, 94% fluoride.
Wow. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. And now I heard rumors along the way, along my journey, that it's at 98%, but we just went down and had a wonderful interview with Natural News' Mike Adams, the health ranger, and he confirmed, he corrected us on it, but he had said, you know, it's 94% you know, fluoride in the drug Prozac. So it's a drug is what it is.
That's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. You know, it's almost, Chris, though, like, where do you turn? You know, you want to present solutions for people, but then people go, well, if it's everywhere, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to use?
You use one thing I try to reiterate with throughout my journey here and when I talk to people is it's the power of communication. And, you know, you might think, well, what is he getting at that? Well, every product you buy has got a 1-800 customer service number right on the side. Pick it up. Pick up your phone. Is there fluoride in this? There is. I'm not buying it anymore. And you might, you know, some people say, well, they must have to get a million calls for them to do something, you know, to get off their butts or do something.
Hold your thoughts there, Chris. We've got a commercial break coming up. But we will continue this. How to get things changed. Some solutions so we do not end up with the great culling. All right, Chris Maples, the guest. We will continue. My guest this evening is Chris Maple. He's co-producer of The Great Culling. Again, you can get the information at thegreatculling.org. And evidently, it's turning into a trilogy now. It's going to be Our Water is the first part, Our Food and Our Air. There is just so much, unfortunately, to talk about in regards to all of these. And, Chris, we were talking about the power of communication, picking up that phone, making that call to these companies. Make the call. Make the difference. Let's start finding some solutions. I'm going to let you pick it up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, come to me and say, you know, Chris, why do you want to know this stuff? Why do you want to focus on it? And is it my focus? It is. I have to be honest with you. You know, in the back of my mind somewhere, I try to push it back a little bit. You know, I don't live, eat, sleep, drink it, you know, because I have to take it in doses. You know, I have to. Everyone's going to have their balance. And but back to, you know, folks coming up to me and saying, why would you want to know this stuff? Why do you want to, you know, why would you even dig into this? And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the power of communication. And, you know, I'm a truth seeker. Like, how can we solve our problems if we're all in the dark?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, how could we, if we don't have all the answers, or we're being misled or misguided, you know, nothing's really going to change, you know? And I tell people, look, you don't have to go out, make a film. You know, there's a lot of folks say, well, what's one man going to do? What am I going to do, Chris? What can I do? And I say, look, you know, you don't have to be like me. You know, I just decided, you know, because Paul's a dear friend of mine, I saw the impact of One the World had and this idea that we had, I just felt compelled. And what really got me going was the whole vaccination thing with the babies. And that's it. And, but more importantly, you know, folks don't have to go out and make a movie. They don't have to get their soapbox and get down on the corner with their, you know, blow horn and preach. It's just a matter of having the courage, Barb, I believe, to remove the blinders first. And take a look at the evidence and look around, you know, and start at home with yourself first.
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone who looks into this comes back a believer. And then from there, just spread out, you know. Even if everybody solely on their own takes a conscious look at this stuff, and it's not as frightening as it might seem. I mean, it is a little bit at first. It's alarming. It's a little eye-wakening, but it's more enlightening to me. I feel as though, ha-ha, they're not pulling anything over on me. I know how to combat them. Now I know what to really do.
Yeah, and knowledge is power, Chris. That's what it's all about.
And again, there's completely different levels. And I believe personally, Barb, that once we all have the courage to look at it, and once we all start, you know, resonating on the same level here, I believe that we're going to collectively come together on a higher consciousness, and that's when real change will start to take place. You know, shows like yours, alternative media, independent media, people have to realize it's a much broader, bigger idea than just a food or near water. I mean, this is just a fraction of what I've learned along the way. I mean, this is something I thought that was really important, because what is going to make people pay attention more than their health and the health of their children and future generations? I couldn't think of anything better. And we focused on these three, Barb, because it's our main, this is what we need to live. We need air. We need food. We need water. I mean, we live, you know, we can do all right without food for a little bit of time. We need water, you know. I mean, we need all three of these things, so.
Yeah, it's really important. And Chris, you brought up some really important things, too. You said, you know, to be conscious about this thing. You know, when I said knowledge is power, it's becoming conscious and aware of what's going on. Not being in the fear of this, because that lowers your vibrational state, but being empowered. It's about each and every one of us taking back our power, and whether we go out and stand on soapboxes or not. It's about each of us being responsible for ourselves, and then for each of us to become awake and aware, and from there it ripples out, because each of us, you know, as one person, I don't change the world, but I change me, and that ripples out. I can change another person, that person changes another person, and it on and on.
Right. So wonderful. One of the biggest discoveries to me along, you know, this journey as far as the filmmaking aspect was our interview with former Senator Karen Johnson. And she's also a former congresswoman as well. And she had mentioned in an interview that when she was in office, if she received between five to seven phone calls on a particular issue from her constituents on any given day, her desk was completely wiped clean, and that was the focus of the day.
Wow.
And that, yeah, five phone calls to a senator.
That's not many. That's not very many at all. It doesn't take that much.
Right. So you don't need huge masses. We don't need to become violent. We don't need to, you know, it'd be great, you know, just to, you know, to march down, you know, Main Street right up to the city council. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that. It starts at home. It starts individually, as you mentioned, at home within the family, and, you know, spread it out that way. Make the necessary changes in your individual life. Because once, you know, as you mentioned and I mentioned, I think once this starts rippling out throughout the masses, we're all going to start coming together collectively. That's when change will take place.
Chris, do you think we are in a time of awakening where more and more people are becoming aware of these things going on? And then, of course, with films like yours and Paul's, it's really going to put it out there even for more people.
Yeah, I do, Barb. I do. And what frightens me a little bit is that as we are awakening, as the masses are, because there is a much more, a larger global audience in place, which I think is wonderful, is equally as we are awakening, we're being suppressed as well. I mean, this internet is getting ready to get shut down, you know?
Yeah.
Information is not going to be out there that much longer. You know, I personally feel as though, you know, the global elites who have their thumb on everything are aware of what's happening, and they're going to do everything in their powers to put an end to it. So it's I think we're at a crucial, you know, point in humanity as far as, you know, getting the knowledge, because before you know it, it's not going to be there, and this is going to be an afterthought. It's going to be, oh, those crazy, you know, people.
Yeah. Well, no, it won't be the crazy young people, because I think enough people are on the same wavelength starting to come around. And I think, personally, I think we've got them running scared. You know, if you're on to somebody, they're going to have to change their ways. That's just my own personal opinion. As more and more of this gets exposed about a great culling, about these plans to do these things to keep us down, I think those are the things that will give us the impetus to rise up. We, the people, will take back our power, as well as the ones who try to hold us down will have to change their ways. You know, they're going to be the ones more in fear. We've got a caller for you, but I'm going to wait and take the call on the other side of the commercial break, because we are heading to a commercial right now, and we will continue with Chris Maple and the Great Culling when America Now continues, so stay tuned. My guest this evening is Chris Maple. He's the co-producer on the film documentary The Great Culling. You can get the information on thegreatculling.org. Again, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, thegreatculling.org. And if you'd like to join in, 800-259-5791. And, Chris, we do have a caller for you. We have Dan in Idaho. Dan, go ahead. You're on the air.
You know, it's interesting because my grandfather had a book called The Poison Needle. And so my parents didn't get vaccines. Us, you know, grandchildren didn't get vaccines. And now my children haven't had the vaccines. And it's amazing all the diseases that come from this. But, Barb, you said earlier, you know, you can't change the world. You just got to kind of change what you can.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a health conference, and one of the people that had a booth was an Oriental lady. She goes, "You use my tiger balm. It make you feel better. You feel better. Your whole family feel better. It raised vibration in your family." And then she said, "If you feel better and your family feel better, your whole block, then your whole city, then your whole county." And, you know, as we raise our vibrational level, we are making a huge, huge, huge difference. How come people are making movies like this when it was verboten to even talk about this 10, 15 years ago? It's because the vibrational level is raising in America.
Yeah, well put, Dan. I mean, wow, right on the money. Absolutely right. Absolutely. That's what, I mean, that's what I think it's about. I mean, it is about raising the vibrational level, and that's why, you know, the Great Culling, these metallics is trying to shut them down. I mean, there's a lot going on with pineal gland suppression. We understand. I mean, we've looked into a lot of different things, but bottom line, we know, and as I mentioned, I had that gut feeling sitting in front of my microwave with the metallics, and, the further we go down this rabbit hole, every doctor we spoke to, everyone said, yep, you're right on the money with these metallics. It is shutting us down. You know, that meridian, that electrical meridian, whatever you want to call it, it's what it is.
Well, we're doing a lot with pulling the heavy metals out and, you know, getting people to come alive. A lot of things that are being done to us are causing calcification. You know, of the crystals in our own body. And so we're seeing these huge changes as people begin to fix these problems. And I think it's just amazing. You wouldn't hear programs like this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago when I had radio programs. And now all of a sudden you can tune in just to, you know, and get an education that you can't get off TBS, ABC, NBC, CBS. So, you know, I think it's wonderful that you do programs like this. And I think people should buy 100 copies of your DVDs and send them out.
Or make copies of them. I mean, we're not, you know, you're absolutely right. And that goes down to the power of communication, doesn't it, Dan? I mean, it's, you know, we want people, yeah, of course, to buy one of them. And to make as many copies as you can and spread the word. Like, it's not about, you know, buying a million of them. I mean, that would be great so that we can do this on a full-time basis, because it does need to be a full-time job for Paul and I. You know, we have full-time jobs, and it's we need to focus everything on this.
Well, I've bought a lot of CDs related to your topic, and I send them out. I have patients that call up all the time. They go, "You've got to send something to my children to get them educated, because they're starting to have children."
Right.
So, you know, anybody who's listening should go ahead and call. I don't know if you've got a special, if they offer, you know, order 100 copies from you.
Yeah. Well, we need help. I mean, Paul and I are a two-man show, and I'm looking through some comments that people are saying, and your website stinks, and get rid of Flash, and what's up with your website? Well, listen, you know, we've got every dime into this, and we're in the hole on it. You know, it's 13 months of, like, flying across the, you know, country and doing, getting interviews and doing this, that, and the other thing. We've got the cheapest website we could find right now. Let us get the first film out, and then hopefully we get a little back, and we can start getting a better website with that's more informative. We're just trying to show people on the website what it is we're doing, who we're interviewing, what the topics are. We do need support. We have a donate button. We would love, you know, any penny helps us. We could get this thing done, Barb, in a month. We could have it done if we had the funding. But, you know, these things, we want to put a quality product out there, and, you know, and it takes time and money, that's for sure, as I'm learning.
Yeah, unfortunately, funding and money, that's a big thing. But again, if you can find a couple of good sponsors out there, I think that would help. And maybe, Dan, you've got some ideas since you're in the medical field, you know, and not exactly medicine. You're in the real medical field, not the one that they portray out here, allopathic Western, that continues to do harm by vaccinating our kids and all of that. But maybe you guys can, you know, start connecting these kinds of, you know, these kinds of people, connect with, you know, Chris and Paul and help them out. Get this kind of information out there.
Sounds great. Have them give me a call.
All right. What I'd like to do, though, is if you want to come back another time, that would be great. We can do that again, Chris, as well, and maybe get Paul on as well.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe make a special out here, as, you know, Dan had mentioned. We can do that as well. But, you know, what's the biggest thing you want people, the audience, to take away from your film? What's the one thing you really want them
to
do?
It's not, you know, a doom gloom thing. There are solutions. There's many, many solutions. You know, 11 communities throughout the United States last year removed fluoride. Europe is 98% fluoride free. Unfortunately, San Diego just lost the battle last year and they started fluoriding. So we were seeing, you know, in America, I think was where the example is going to be made. We're going in the other direction where the rest of the world seems to, you know, Europe and all these other places seem to, you know, they're not putting up with it. And we don't even care about it. And that's the problem. But more importantly, as you mentioned, what do I want people to take away, Barb? There are solutions. There are answers. Pick up the phone. Call your congressman. Go to those council meetings. Let your family know. Do a little research on fluoride. Look at the vaccinations. You know, look into this stuff. Just have a little bit of courage. Take a few minutes. Shut the TV off, you know, for a little bit. Get yourself out of the fantasy leagues. For the most part, it's like prioritize what's important to you. You know, it should be your family, your health, future generations.
Yeah.
That's the most important solution in that. That's what we want people to take away.
Yeah, exactly. And as you mentioned before, Chris, without your help, you have nothing. You really have nothing without your help. And it's amazing how this is being done to us. And so many people, one, don't know, and two, don't care because they don't think they have the power to be able to fight back. But with your film, The Great Culling, they're going to learn, hopefully, what they can do.
I hope so. And I tell people one thing I like to say, and, you know, when I talk to people, I say, look, if none of this bothers you and you just, you know, shrug it off, what am I going to do? You can thank the fluoride in your water for that, because that's the exact effect that drug has on you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a drug, whether you want to believe it or not. It's a drug, and it's frightening that it is.
Yeah, it's really scary when you start investigating all of this. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining me this evening, and all the best to you and Paul on this. And I've got some information I'm going to send on you about the funding, and we'll get you the number for Dan there as well. You can talk, and hopefully some good things will come from this. All right, thanks much.
Thank you so much, Barb. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to our friendship, and thank you for what you do. I mean, it's amazing.
All right, thanks to you, Paul, too. All right, stay tuned, everybody. America Now continues after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.